Why did the Civil War break out in 1642? Explaining the outbreak of the Civil War is one of those mammoth historical questions that seem to inspire everlasting debate. Each generation of historians seem to tackle the question differently and in new ways, eager to demonstrate the arguments of their predecessors as flawed or misguided. In approaching this question, historians often reveal as much of themselves as they do about the question itself. More than a century ago, the great Whig historians Samuel Rawson Gardiner and Sir Charles Firth considered this question when the British Empire was at its height. Understandably, they sought and found the seeds of Britain's rise to greatness in explaining the Civil War as an inevitable struggle towards constitutional propriety. For them, Charles I and his cavaliers were reactionary feudal overlords, while the parliamentarians were champions of progress and democracy, articulating themselves through an increasingly assertive House of Commons. Charles I's period of rule without Parliament from 1629 to 1640 was depicted by them as an 11 years tyranny, marred by arbitrary taxation and unpopular, suspiciously Catholic-looking religious innovations. The Royalist defeat was therefore necessary to ensure future monarchs respected Parliament's sovereignty. So Whig historians tended to view the war in narrow political terms, seeing Parliament's victory as inevitable and progressive. Around the time of the Second World War, the Whig interpretation first began to be challenged by left-wing and Marxist historians who viewed the war in economic and social terms. Foremost among them was Christopher Hill, himself a member of the British Communist Party until the 1950s. Marxists interpreted the outbreak of civil war as a class conflict long brewing and manifested through a clash between old feudalism and emerging capitalism. They depicted a rising class of merchant gentry allied to Parliament, demanding a much stronger say in government through the House of Commons. Pitted against them were the traditional aristocracy and declining county gentry families in defence of the old order. Both Whigs and Marxists then tended to explain the outbreak of war in terms of deep-seated, long-term factors. Both located the Civil War within wider historical narratives with more than a hint of inevitability about their occurrence and outcome.